Don Lemon's full of him.
Why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
okay.
well.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by The Home Depot. The Home Depot presents Girls Night Out in St. Louis tomorrow, a free do-it-herself event hosted by me, Tom Joyner. Enjoy refreshment, prizes, and more 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, June 24th, The Home Depot, 11215 St. Charles Rock Road in St. Louis. From up in Harlem in our New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
Up in Harlem. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I barely went to bed last night.
Did right? you go to bed is the question.
What happened on the floor of the House of Representatives, we can say last night, which Wednesday during the day, Wednesday night, last night, and is still going on somewhat, is nothing short of extraordinary. This is unprecedented. This has never happened before. House Democrats took over the floor, stage a sit-in, disrupting the work of Congress, demanding a vote be held on gun legislation. And guess what? Most people in America are on their side, believe it or not. It was a good old-fashioned civil rights style sit-in conjured up and led by none other than civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis. Here's what John Lewis told our Wolf Blitzer yesterday. He said that his methods, it was obvious, an obvious method that he and his colleagues used.
And by sitting down, we were really standing up. So by sitting down or sitting in with my colleagues in the well of the House today, we are saying to the Republican leadership, to the Speaker and others, it is time to bring the bills to the floor and let us pass these bills and not take a break.
The congressman went on to say that many of our loved ones are dying by guns and they could not afford, meaning Congress, to take a break on this issue before going home for the July 4th break. President Barack Obama supports what the congressman is doing. The president tweeting out yesterday, thank you, John Lewis, for leading on gun violence where we need it the most. The debate is stirring up passions not only for those in Congress, but even their loved ones. Congressman Keith Ellison, did you guys see this?
Yes.
Called away from a meeting by his own mother with a note delivered to him by his mother, which read, your mom called and wants you on the floor. And as we all know, especially as men of color, what mom says,
that's right,
goes. My mother would have not been so kind. The note would have likely read, get your butt out on that floor, boy, or something like that that I can't say here for butt. Now, before I come down there and wring your chicken neck. And guess what? I would have gotten my butt out on that floor just like Congressman Ellison did. And while making sure he did that, he tweeted out a picture of him doing so. You know, mom needs to have receipts. Earlier in the day, the House Republicans cut the live camera feed after the speaker called it a political stunt. That's Paul Ryan. They did the same thing later on in the evening as we were on the air live after Democrats were so routed that they wouldn't allow a vote on several bills and they wouldn't allow the night to be adjourned, the floor to be adjourned. Some Democrats took their message outside the Capitol where large crowds gathered in support of their efforts. Led by the House Speaker, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they broke into a key protest song, the Civil Rights, from the Civil Rights Movement, We Shall Overcome. I carried it live last night. Here it is.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Mm-hmm. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
I know that there were not, you know, water hoses and dogs and all of that on the scene yesterday. But that was so powerful in that they were making a stand in a good old fashioned way that we don't see anymore.
No, old school, I said, meets new school.
Man,
because guess
what?
We wouldn't have seen a lot of it if it wasn't for new technology. Because they tried, I mean, they literally
shut it down.
They shut it down. It was moving, if not highly unusual, in evening and a day in Washington on the House of Representatives, and yet in the end, though, House Republicans who hold the majority, they adjourn for the long 4th of July weekend, for long 4th of July break early without taking a vote. The Democrats said they're going to stay there, even if they're not there, if the House is not in session. The political agenda for the fall, though, is set, everyone, as we head into a presidential election, but still no consensus on what to do about guns and background checks.
But here's the thing. You set the agenda, Don, for the conventions as well as for the fall election. And I think that's what people have to remember. The symbolism is there. And it shows you that the work is still to be done, not just on gun control, and God knows how important that is, but as Hillary Clinton was talking about yesterday, getting the majority in the House or the Senate or both to help her if she wins in November. That's what's really going to go forward, and really people have to get on the bandwagon in order to make things happen.
Hey, Sybil, you know, you said that Hillary Clinton, but this is not just Democrats. That's what that's
no,
the people.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's what the politicians in Washington, especially the Republicans, saying, the Democrats. It's not just the Democrats. And if you 92% of people agree that there should be better background checks, most of Americans, including in staunch NRA members, believe that there should be some sort of limitations about what guns should be available to what people. This is just something that the politicians can't get together. Number one, the NRA has them hamstrung, and then for other reasons. Most of Americans want some sensible gun legislation.
And it shouldn't take a massacre like Orlando. And every day we have this in our communities. Yeah. And these people need to really recognize the importance of having some sort of legislation reenacted to change some of this.
Don, are they still on the floor?
No, most of them
are
went home.
Are they still singing?
They went to take a nap. They're not still singing right now. But they said they're going to be there for the recess, for the break. So it's going to be interesting to see how they continue to garner the spotlight, even though Congress is not in session.
Over the holiday, yeah.
Yeah.
It was moving.
That's who
better than John Lewis, a real freedom fighter, to stage a sit-in.
Man.
You got it, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah. Huggy's sick today. 25
Jay's
past.
Sick.
Jay's sick.